Hey, good morning, everybody. John from Mindset of Awesome. And in today's coffee break, we're going to be talking about how to really love your partner. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be great. And it all starts right now. Good morning and welcome to The Morning Motivator, where we give you the motivation, encouragement, and focus to start your day off moving in the right direction. What I want to talk about today is how to love your partner. Now, before you start thinking that this is a Ruth Westheimer type of conversation, no, it's not. It's going to be the type of conversation where we talk about how to connect with our partner on an emotional and on the mental level, not necessarily that. That's a different kind of show. That's not my thing. That's not what I focus on here. So yesterday we talked about, loving someone and the three things that you needed to be. You needed to be attentive, you needed to be available, and you needed to be unconditional. And those three things dovetail perfectly into what we're talking about today because, yesterday was really almost like applicable to anybody. You could love anybody by being attentive. You can love anybody by being available, and you can love on someone unconditionally. No reference given to what type of relationship you're in. Today, I really want to talk about strengthening the bond between two people, husband and wife, significant others, however you're wanting to deepen a relationship romantically. There are three things that I think that we need to focus on so that we can step a little deeper into that connectedness, that intimacy. Now, granted, there is the physical component, and again, not that type of show, but I've got some books you can read if you're really into it. But first of all, I want to dovetail off what we said yesterday. The first thing for today is accessibility. And accessibility sounds very much like being available and being attentive. And it is. You need to be available. You need to be not just available, but when you're available, and this is how we take it to the next step, is you need to be listening. You need to be listening to what the other person is saying. And when they need it, validate them. Validate their thoughts, their emotions, their opinions. Validate them, because if they begin to feel unvalidated, if they begin to feel like you're not listening to them, people will find someone to listen to them. And, there's no need to go as far as looking at the divorce rates. People will find someone to listen and will find someone to validate them. So if you want to start to insulate and ensure that your relationship doesn't start going down that road, make sure that you're being available. Make sure that you're listening and make sure that you're validating their thoughts. You certainly can disagree and have conversations about it, but those thoughts matter. They're important to the other person. Therefore, if you love them, it should be important to you. The next thing is to be responsive. Now, as an example, something that happens here a lot, because this office where I do a majority of my work happens to be on the second floor of the house. A lot of times my wife will be downstairs yelling, which I believe is a lot of being married. There's a lot of yelling from room to room. But she'll yell downstairs, and sometimes I won't hear her, or I'll have headphones in. And so she'll come upstairs, and what'll happen is my door is right here, so I'll turn and listen to her. And as she's talking, then I'll flip back and start looking at the computer screen. Now, if I were to be in a conversation with you and then just start looking at something else and paying attention to this over here, who feels validated? Who feels important? Who feels responded to? Not you, because I'm paying more attention to another person. Or worst case scenario, these little beauties where we're having a conversation and I'm like, yeah. I'm playing on my cell phone and I'm not paying attention to the other person. Who feels valued there? Not the person that you're talking to. So being responsive not only means when they speak to you, you respond to them, but it also means being aware enough to focus on what they're saying and make sure that they understand that you're listening to them and be actively listening and put down all the other things that you're doing. You also need to make sure that if you're in the middle of something and you are interrupted, it's okay to set up some boundaries, but make sure that you are positively reinforcing them and reassuring them, hey, I appreciate what you're saying. I really want to hear what you're saying. Can you give me 5 minutes and then I can finish this and be completely done with that? And then I can focus on what you have to say, because what you say is important and I want to hear it. Sometimes that works really well. Sometimes it doesn't. It really depends on the relationship and the other person. But, you know, making sure that Clash of Clans, making sure that the other person feels validated and responding to them is vital. And the third thing, well, this might go without saying, but you'd be surprised how many conversations I have with people about this and they're not emotionally engaged. Being emotionally engaged doesn't necessarily mean that you're, you know, the physical part of the relationship is not being finding the attention that it deserves. Emotionally engaged means you care about the other person's emotions. And it's not just about talking about how your day went. It really means digging deeper and trying to figure out what's going on inside that head of the other person, trying to find out what the other person is thinking about, what they care about, and then caring about that as much as they do, or to the extent that you can. And the reason that you want to make sure that you're staying emotionally engaged, you're talking, you're listening, you're responding, you're asking questions, you're trying to understand first before you try to be understood. You are engaging with them on an emotional level, because the more and deeper you can go on that emotional engagement, the stronger your bond is, the greater your intimacy is, the better off your relationship is going to be. So if you're being accessible, if you're being responsive, if you're focusing on them when you need to focus on them, and you're emotionally engaged, I think that that's a pretty good start. That's a pretty good way to ensure and insulate your relationship from failure. I hope that helps, and I hope that inspires you guys. Well, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to listen. And if you would, please go to iTunes and leave a review and let me know what you thought of the podcast. Also, if you'd like to find out a little bit more about me, you can visit johncdonahue.com. I hope that you have an incredible day, and make sure that you choose to be awesome, because when you choose to be awesome, you truly will be.